So here we go. Who's not at OTAs? There are three names worth bringing up. One, we've talked about a lot, Terry McLaurin. I think everybody understands, right? McLaurin, a lot of deposits in the bank, has done everything that he's supposed to do at all times. Something similar happened, I think, a few years ago when he got his contract with with the Rivera and the Martys. This is happening now. It's business. I don't love that it's happening. It's one of the things that I'll always be frustrated by, just in general, that why can't we do the business before these sorts of things happen? But it's just the run of events in the NFL. It's how it goes. It's annoying to me, and it seems it's avoidable because we control when we could text somebody or call somebody or do whatever, but just seems to be the way it's done. So no, I don't think anybody's at fault there. On the same page with me?
Correct, yes.
Person number two, Laremy Tunsil, seems like is not at OTAs. This one, on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most annoyed I could possibly be, 1 being not annoyed at all, in fact, I like it, this is probably a 5 for me, which I think I'll be higher than most. My view, which I'll get to, in general, is it always used to bother me when Trent Williams, for example, wouldn't come to OTAs. Here's the thing. When you go, I'm working out on my own, and you show up and you're an all-pro caliber player, you're a pro bowler, you're a star, it works, I guess. So you've earned the right to me to a degree to do your own thing.
Sure.
I still think when you're a star, when you're an alpha, when you're one of the dudes that everybody's looking at, there's value in going, as do most of your teammates. When you get 96% attendance and you're one of the two people that's not there, hard not to notice that, right? But he's got enough deposits in the bank. He's played really, really well, and I would assume that's going to continue. If you don't, you open yourself up to criticism. Thoughts there?
Yeah, I think with Laremy Tunsil, I would love for him to be there, obviously, but offensive line is a position that generally you can get some work in. You can work on some of the chemistry. I understand all those things, but there's no pads on. You know, this is more so in a lot of ways to help out with the skill position guys, with the wide receivers, with the chemistry, with the quarterbacks, and some of that simple stuff and working on technique and stuff. He has, like you said, enough deposits in the bank. I'm not worried about his pass protection technique. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. So I would prefer him to be there. I'd probably say I'm right around that same number scale, 4 or 5, somewhere around there. But it's not like alarm bells are going off that he's not there.
And it's worth noting, and a couple guys have pointed this out, I think smartly, he didn't do this a lot in Houston either. Mm-hmm. Meaning he would do it on his own. Again, you show up and perform, it's harder to quibble. Again, I think there's value, but I understand I'm a little bit old school in the minority on that one. Here's the big one to me. Marshawn Lattimore not posting. Now, I haven't heard, and if somebody has, by all means, at Funny Danny. Toby, what's your Twitter?
At Toby underscore Altizer.
The underscores always throws me. I couldn't remember if there was one or not, and I apologize. I should know that.
Again, I hate the underscore.
I'm not an underscore guy.
At Toby Altizer is suspended somehow.
You know what you did. Where was I?
Oh, Lattimore.
This is my Chase Young rant all over again. You stunk when you came here. Now, there might be a reason for that. There might be great reason. And this year, wait till you see it. If that's the case, fine. Remember this segment. Call me and yell at me. If that's the case, and you're awesome, talking about Marshawn Lattimore, I guess I'll just deal with it. To me, you came in midstream with a lot of expectations. Some of them may not have been fair, to be honest with you, that you were going to be the savior for this garbage secondary that was terrible last year. I happen to believe I'm in the minority on this, but I believe their run defense was so bad because they decided we can't leave any of these dudes alone for a second. It's like a toddler with a switchblade. You can't let them. You can't just close the door and hope for the best.
Yeah.
They were awful, and they backed off when they decided they were going to stop the run. They did. I mean, look at the Baltimore game. Derrick Henry ain't beating us in the first half. They shoved it. Well, Zay Flowers went for 9 for a billion. The Eagles game. Let's try to make sure we cover everybody. Saquon Barkley goes nuts. They commit resources, and Kenny Bleepin' Pickett carved their asses up. That, to me, was the problem. He was supposed to save it and give him a chance, and he was terrible. Again, there may be reasons for it, but he wasn't any good. When that's the data, when that's the sample size, oh, God, just show up. God, just show up. It's so easy to show up. Now, the caveat, maybe a life thing happened, maybe birth of a child, maybe I'm not even being flippant. Maybe you got to appear in court. Maybe there's an obligation that
sure.
You can't get out of. And I'll say, if that's the caveat, if that's the case, and you're not just skipping because you don't feel like being there, totally fine. I mean, again, life happens, right? Guys who even are doing the right thing sometimes have to go places, have to be certain places. And it doesn't matter what the schedule is. They've gotten this schedule in advance. You know when 88 approximately of your 90 teammates are going to be there. Everybody sees value in it but you. What makes you special? What makes you better? Especially when the deposits you put in weren't very good. Here come the responses. It's voluntary with the clap emoji. Volunteer to get better at football. How about that? How about to have a desire where it's more important to you than it is to me, fat zilch, whose happiness is derived from your play, to be great at football. Show up and get better at football immediately at all times. Second, at your job, if something was voluntary, would you go? Number one, not for my thing and not for your thing. That's why we're zilches. That's why we're stupid slouches working for somebody else. If millions of people gave a damn about what you were doing on a weekly, daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis, and you had that kind of investment, and you're a millionaire with expectations, you post like 88 other people did. Yes, those guys should go. If I have voluntary whatever, hear about the cool corporate things that we're doing, I'm not going to that, right? But there's a reason I'm just sort of a schlub that's stuck right here. I want you to be a star. Do you want to be a star? Do you care? You have a hard way of showing it. Tag you.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any reason to feel like he needs to prove his name to us here. I know that because he's played so long in this league, so he's probably not worried about thought process is. He's probably not worried about what we're saying here on the radio. He probably doesn't care about any of that. But the reality is, if you show up, you at least make it so that you take away one of the things we can talk about, Danny. If he shows up to all the voluntary stuff and he's there for the mandatory minicamp and he goes through the whole offseason program and then he sucks, you go, well, that's on Adam Peters. But if he shows up now and stinks, we're talking about, yeah, it's on Adam Peters because you don't love the trade, but it's also on Lattimore for seemingly not showing up to do his job, right? And if it's a contract thing, he's guaranteed $2 million this year. He's not guaranteed anything next year. If it's a contract thing, I'd point to him and say, bud, there's a reason why you were traded from New Orleans for what you were. There's a reason why when the team got you here, they didn't immediately do it. You want to know why? Because there were probably questions in their own mind, is this guy going to be able to get back to it? Because guess what? Part of the reason we talked about when this trade was made, that it was a decent one or something that maybe you had now.
100% I would have made the trade.
But there was an out, right, Danny?
Right.
Like, you could immediately say, all right, after a year, he stunk. And by the way, we had this discussion this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
He stunk. You could save $16 million just moving on. When that's part of the trade, there's a little bit of a, well, I don't know. And so, why are you not showing up for OTAs? You know, and there could be a legitimate reason. And the other thing, too, is you could say, well, I'm working out in Arizona or I'm working out in Florida or wherever he chooses. Great. Come work out in Ashburn with us. Right? Like, I don't understand what you gain from missing this. And it'd be one thing if you're like Laremy Tunsil, who's been great year in, year out. It's another thing if you're Terry McLaurin, who's got the Good Guy Award and you understand this whole thing. You're new to an organization. You're constantly injured. And you were horrible last season. That's three reasons why you should be there, on top of the fact that it's your job.
Bobby Wagner's there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is Bobby?
Yes.
Bobby Wagner stops playing right now. What are your measurements for the Gold Jacket, sir?
Yes.
There's a bunch of Zach Ertz posts, right? Nope. They'll probably tell him, Zach, relax. You've done enough. Take these off. We'll let some of the kids run around and catch some of the passes. There's a reason guys post to these things. There's a reason that when you don't do it, you do your own thing, it opens you up to your point for criticism. I understand it's voluntary. I'm very aware. I understand the difference between the word mandatory and voluntary. I get that. I'm great at it. In fact, I'm awesome at knowing the difference. All I want is for you to volunteer to show up and get better. All I want is for you to volunteer to be there with your teammates. If you're not the kind of person that wouldn't volunteer when everyone else is volunteering, how are we supposed to count on you? How are we supposed to believe in you? You didn't go through what we went through. And again, he's a vet who's done a lot of good in this league. He was really good at one point. Hasn't been good here. We haven't seen it. It'll always frustrate me, this thing. And again, I understand life happens. If he's there tomorrow, I'll say mea culpa and I'll apologize. And that's that, because there was some extenuating circumstance. To me, though, this is just one of those super easy, controllable things. If your point is it's not that big a deal, that's my counter to you. If it's not that big a deal, just do it, right? Nobody's saying you got to show up and do an Ironman. Nobody's saying you got to show up and push a boulder up the hill. Go be with your teammates. Even if you don't intend to do anything, just cut it up in the lunchroom. Hang out at the table with the other guys in the secondary. Get to know your new safety, who you may or may not have met yet. I mean, actually, they know each other, but both played in New Orleans. But get to know Jonathan Jones, who you may or may not know. Mm-hmm. Get, offer something to Mikey Sanders still. Hey, man, you're going to play both the slot and outside. Here's something I learned at one point in time. You can help, even if you're not going to run sprints. It's just so easy. It's such loser talk to just to bleep off and do your own thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about just being around, we talked about this with Bobby Wagner a lot last year, where he had an impact on the football field, there's no question. But maybe his biggest impact was helping those guys in the defense. Regardless of what you think of his play on the field, Marshon Lattimore has a great track record in this league. You know who he could help out? All the young corners in this secondary. He could help out Trey Amos, someone who's wearing now his number, right? Number 23. He could help him out and say, hey, man, you're doing this technique on press man. You're talking through stuff, watching film with these guys. Being around helps out the football team. And again, we understand it's voluntary. You can say all those things you want. Just show up and help out, man. Like, you're going to get your $2 million, $18 million, whatever you're going to get regardless. Can you please just show up? Like, can you just show up and help the guys out? And it's one thing if you have the track record with an organization, with a city. If this were New Orleans and he was still there, Danny, I think this is a different discussion. You know, if he had played well and he'd been there for a long time. Like, there's a reason why the tone is different for Terry McLaurin and for Marshon Lattimore. Terry had a career year last year. He's been someone that's built up enough in the bank with us here and in the media, with us here as fans, that we look at and say, no biggie, we understand, and it's okay. Even if he wasn't with the contract thing, if he missed, he'd be like, maybe a little out of character for Terry, but still okay, we believe in Terry. Marshon Lattimore showed up here, and one thing that I didn't like is this team was so disciplined all year defensively, right? They didn't have the stupid plays. While they might have got just gashed in the run game, they might give up a big pass play, they might make some penalties, it wasn't like stupid penalties after the play. Do you notice that those picked up a little bit when Lattimore was here? So he didn't even fit into exactly what you were doing. He brings over some of that. He played horribly in big spots. Like, you want to go, look at the Saints game. I could have covered the Saints receivers. You don't even know who was playing receiver for them that game. It wasn't Olave or Shaheed. So figure out who was playing receiver for them. I can't remember. So congratulations, you played well for a game or two. And then you're just not going to show up for OTAs the next year when all we've seen in big spots is you getting in fights with A.J. Brown because you're getting beat by him all game. You standing still in your stance while A.J. Brown runs a slant for a touchdown against you. Like, you can help yourself out just showing up for OTAs, and he very well may show up for tomorrow. I wouldn't count on it, but you need him. Like, he could be the linchpin for this defense, and he's not there for OTAs.
So I've seen a little bit of speculation on what I want to get into this next, that this is contract related. That he's doing something, you know, it's not exactly the same situation as McLaurin, but you mentioned the low amount of guaranteed money, and he may be, and again, no one's spoken to him, no one's reporting this, but you're kind of looking at the math problem, and you're trying to solve for X. Why aren't you here? Well, the variable might be contract related.